Hello, this is Allie.
Hello, this is Tiara.
And this is the Goddess Vibration. Welcome back to another episode. I'm actually really excited about this because we're kind of going to do a little follow-up from what it really means to awaken. And we are going to chat about how to extract information from your past lives. And there are multiple ways that a person can do this. And Tiara and I have explored a lot of these ways, and we want to share some of our experiences and how you guys, our audience, can find out some of this information as well.
Yeah, so we're doing this as a follow-up to the episode about what it means, what it really means to awaken. Because, you know, I was reflecting on that about how when I awakened initially, that I didn't really know where to go. I didn't really know what to do. I sort of just ended up stumbling upon this woman on Facebook who does like Akashic Records readings and does some other type of coaching work. The way I found her was interesting too, because it was just, I saw this woman and I was in a lot of the huge spiritual Facebook groups. For those of you who know anything about that, or don't, on Facebook, there are these massive groups, and there's a ton of them that are like spirituality-based or starseed-based, or one of the ones that I actually did like a lot was the High Vibe Sister Tribe, and they have like hundreds of thousands of people, and I was in one of those. I think she was in one too, and I just kind of gravitated towards her. And I was like, I don't know, I'm drawn to you for some reason. I don't really know why I'm drawn to you for some reason, which can happen. And, you know, in those instances, I don't think it's a coincidence. Sometimes when you are drawn to someone, there's a reason for it. And I do think there was a reason for it. And I connected to her and I was just looking for a little bit more, I don't know, background in regards to this whole awakening thing I was experiencing and what it meant, and like, is there more significance to it? So that's where I started off. I actually started off with an Akashic Records reading, and what I learned was so fascinating, and it solidified some of the things that I was sort of feeling, especially when it came to my twin soul connection.
Did you know that you had a twin soul connection before the reading?
Actually, okay, so when I got to that place where I was exploring the twin soul connection, you know, I had the ability to channel, so I would hear things. And once I had that realization that this was a deeper connection, I heard the words twin soul, like just like that, heard it just like that. And then I went to Google and then I searched twin soul. And interestingly enough, a lot of the most fascinating answers around the twin soul concepts I saw on Quora. And Quora reminds me of Yahoo Answers. If any of you guys did Yahoo Answers back in the day, it was a very, very interesting place where anyone from the public could ask any question. And as long as you had a Yahoo account, you could answer. And it was kind of like this free-for-all. And some of the things on there, I will never forget. It was just this clusterfuck of stuff. Some of it nonsense, some of it really helpful. You just kind of had to shift through the nonsense to get to the really good stuff. And I feel like Quora is very similar.
We had Ask Jeeves. I have a feeling it was very similar.
Yes, that was another one, Ask Jeeves, back in the day. So I did a little bit of research on there, and I found a specific article about it too, and just read through like, oh, here are the telltale signs that you have a twin soul, twin flame connection. And everything resonated. All of it resonated. And so I was just like, you know, I am going to keep this in mind. Obviously, I don't have proof, but I'm going to keep it in mind and reflect on it a little bit and see what it all means. And I think when it really hit me what the depth and significance of this connection was, like really, really hit me, I cried for like 30 minutes. Bald.
Oh.
Yeah. So, crazy thing. She validated the entire connection for me. And I'm not going to share her name, but she's still active and she still does a lot of services. I actually looked her up like a few days ago just to see if she was still active. And her twin flame story is actually very fascinating too. And I think one of the reasons why I gravitated to her is because our stories were sort of similar in many ways. She actually says he's a twin soul too. I don't know if they really are splits, but you know, she says twin soul. And when she did the initial reading for me, she said something really interesting. I didn't know this was a thing. I had never heard of anything like this before. But she said to me that, hey, your Akashic Records has information for two people. And I was just like, what? What? That's a thing that happens? What does that mean? And she was like, this means that you have a split twin soul. And I was just like, what? And like my head exploded. So she validated
for me. I think that would make
me.
Most people's head explode. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Right.
I mean, how common is that?
It's not. I, you know, I obviously don't know, but I don't think it's very common at all. I mean, she didn't seem like that shocked or surprised. She acted like it wasn't a complete anomaly. And I think part of the reason for it is because she claims to be one too. Now, again, I don't know how true that is, but she claims to be a twin soul. So I was just like, okay, well, this explains some things, you know, things resonate and make sense. And she also said something about our separation, because at that point, I think we had been separated for like 7 years. I hadn't talked to him in 7 years. And he was like, you know, you have to be in this separation because of the things that you guys need to work through and work on. And it's not stuff that you guys can currently do in a relationship. And I was like, well, that's very interesting. And, you know, I see that a lot of people say that when it comes to the twin flame dynamic about how valuable and important separation is. So I made note of it. She also at the time brought up some very interesting things about my husband at the time, because he and I had prior lives, past lives, and we had karma, because in one of those lives, he had apparently against my will thrown me in a nunnery, left me there, and put me there because of some of the beliefs that I had that he thought were dangerous to myself, to him, to others. So if you think back at that time, which I want to say it was maybe like, I don't know, when did they have nunneries? The 1700s? If you had like woo-woo beliefs around anything, and I think that's what it was, like woo-woo beliefs, that was dangerous because they would label you a witch. They would label you a, what's the other term, heretic? And they would do things to you. And the thought I had was that at that time, he didn't want to be associated with that, but he also didn't want anything to happen to me. So it was like, well, let's just throw her in a nunnery. That'll keep her safe. And all that woo-woo nonsense will go away. So that's what happened to me. And it ended up being like an abandonment. So in this lifetime, we were working through some of that abandonment stuff, some of that control stuff because of the karma. So it ended up being so, so fascinating. And it helped me make sense of some of the stuff that I was dealing with in relationships.
That's why I find this particular topic so fascinating. I'm not going to say that diving into past life regression and doing soul integration is pleasant, because it's not. There's ugly stuff there. You know, we are not perfect. We have made plenty of mistakes. We are here to learn lessons. We're here to clear karma. And Tiara's story is a perfect example of that. And I have mentioned in previous episodes that everyone that comes into our lives, it's not a coincidence, people. It's just not. There is a very high probability that we have had shared past lives. And everyone that we meet, we're here to learn something, to teach something, to clear something. It could be anything. And when Tiara and I really started digging into her past lives, we did it through our gift of channel, by channeling guides, by channeling the souls, by channeling higher selves, the spirit. We have gone different routes of doing things like past life regression through QHHT, QHT. I'm just kind of spitfiring different ways that we can extract information. We can get information from our dreams. We can do it through the Akashic Records. There's a lot of ways, actually, that you can really extract information about your past lives. And even though it's not always pleasant, I mean, sometimes it is pleasant. You find some very beautiful things in past lives. I mean, again, duality, good and bad, dark and light, it's all there. And I would say for Tiara's experience, I mean, Tiara and I's souls have been intertwined with each other for thousands and thousands of years, where my soul has actually been trying to assist her soul and her soul family and her twin soul with merge. And the only way that we really could do that on a 3D physical level is by digging into her past lives. And I mean, although everything wasn't pleasant, I gotta tell you, it is just the most eye-opening exploration thing. If you are curious about like what you are like or why you're here or what's your purpose, I don't think most people will figure that out unless they are willing to go deeper and dig into their past lives.
Right. And that stuff ends up being more valuable than you think, because, you know, initially I didn't think that there was that much value in going into past lives, but there really is, especially when it comes to the karma and the lessons, because if you're not learning them, or if there's like you're struggling to capture the lesson, going into the prior lives to understand why you're dealing with the karma now can actually be very valuable. And especially so if you're dealing with like repressed emotions or suppressed emotions or struggling to get past the ego, finding a way to get past that by using some of these other tools can really, really be helpful. And I've been like trying to, you know, explore some of that with my friends and kind of sharing with them, hey, there are other things you can do if you're struggling to like resolve this emotional block or these issues that you're carrying. Because I think a lot of people just kind of, you know, trudge on doing therapy or journaling or affirmations, and they still don't quite feel like they're where they want to be emotionally, or maybe when it comes to the things that they want in their life. And I do think that doing some of this other stuff that involves going back into the past or into your soul history or into your karma or into the subconscious can be an incredible tool to help accelerate your evolution when it comes to your spiritual journey.
I love how you talked about evolution, because ultimately that's why we're here. In the spiritual space and in the New Age community, we are really here to learn, evolve, and grow. All the other stuff that we are put through on this planet, unfortunately, it's just noise and it's distraction, and it keeps us locked into the lower vibrational state of fear and anxiety. And it's, I mean, Earth is a really hard place to master, and it's not fair, but unfortunately, life isn't fair.
It's really not.
It's really, really not. And once you open your mind into the spiritual space and you start to really expand your level of consciousness, part of that has to be doing shadow work, digging into your past lives, really learning about who you are, because without that information, you aren't going to grow. Like, Tiara and I have been there. Tiara's past life history is not pleasant. It is ugly. She will be the first one to tell you how ugly it is.
Oh, yeah, it's rough. I had a rough. It's just rough. But, you know, I've been trying to like reflect on some of the positives, which helps a lot, actually. When you reframe, do the positive reframing, it does help a lot. But many of us do in our past and in our past lives have that rough, some of those rough lives that are just devastating, and there's so much trauma and hurt and pain. But the whole point of looking into that is to see the pattern that was created from that and to overcome it. Like, that's really all it's about.
I absolutely agree. So for me and for my example, I have had a really rough physical 3D physical life, and I, growing up, kind of having conversations about the universal laws in my household and kind of learning about karma and cause and effect, I was just like, what have I done to have so many mishaps and just so many unfortunate circumstances? Like, what kind of karma do I have to pay? And I didn't really, it freaked me out. I was scared of it. I didn't know where to turn. I repressed most of it until my young adulthood. And I was like terrified. Like, when we started digging into Tiara's past lives, I was like, maybe I should start learning about my soul and my soul journey. And my spiritual gifts hadn't fully kicked in yet. And so I kind of tasked Tiara, because I knew that she was a channeler. I was just like, hey, can we get a hold of my soul? Like, I have a laundry list of questions. And Tiara did happen to find my soul. And my soul and I have an interesting relationship. But I was able to extract some information from her. And the more I learned, I was just like, this is the opposite of a scary soul story. Like, it was just, her soul story is just so profound and beautiful. And so it was like the opposite of Tiara's scary, karmic, traumatizing past, versus like this very like beautiful, angelic, like rewarding soul story. And I was just like, if this is the soul that I have, then why the hell have I gone through the majority of the shit I've had to go through in this lifetime? Obviously, nobody's perfect. My soul isn't perfect. My soul still had soul contracts with people that, you know, we needed to straighten out. Like, there was still karma there between some of these people. But not every soul story is scary. And it doesn't have to be scary. And that's why I also wanted to share a little bit about my soul.
You know, you say scary, and I feel like for a lot of people who, especially some of the people I have spoken to, one of the reasons why they don't want to go deeper or explore any of this stuff is because they do think it's scary, or they are scared, or they sense a level of darkness there and they just don't want to face it. And I understand that because, like, it a lot of the soul history that I have has been scary. It's been terrifying. There've been curses, and my soul has been cursed multiple times, and the original soul was cursed multiple times, and then they cursed themselves. And the stuff that comes from that is, it's not good. So I think there are some people that sort of sense maybe something similar in their soul history, and they just don't want to look at it. And I get that. I do get that. But at the end of the day, you just kind of have to decide, all right, well, what means more to me, that this is scary, or that I want something better for myself and must chug through it to get to that? Like, you know, it's kind of like a balancing act. So when I did that Akashic Records reading, she didn't really bring up any of the scary stuff. And one of the things I noticed about some of the readings is they seem to only give you the information that you can handle at that time, or that is relevant or necessary at that time. And I suppose that at that time, the information that was necessary to come through was, you know, what I mentioned prior. She did end up like offering some other services. So she did like this coaching program thing that I didn't really get much out of it. But it was really valuable. And everything she provided, I kept, right? Like, I just kind of notated. I kept permanent mental notes, and I reference it on occasion. She did also do something else for me, and that I thought was really fascinating. And she was able to channel my soul song, or my soul name. And that's how I found out what my soul name was through her and the channeling that she did. And she does like this thing where she like turns it into a song, which is, again, it's a soul song. So it's your soul name, but she turns it into a song, and then she like records it for you and then gives it to you. And it's actually really beautiful. Like, it's really pretty. And that's actually how I ended up learning my soul name. And by doing some of this stuff is how you can end up learning, you know, your soul name as well, which is always nice to know. You know, it's interesting to know what your soul name is. Just be forewarned that that type of information is something you should keep close to yourself. You know, I don't share my soul name except with, you know, Allie. But it could be interesting to know that kind of stuff.
It is very interesting. There's also a lot more that you can learn outside of the soul name. Like, something that I explored with Tiara, with my soul, she was kind of my guinea pig. I was just like, what's your name, and how old are you, and where are you from, how many times have you reincarnated, where else have you reincarnated, like, who have you met? And she's just like, whoa, like, cool it. But eventually I got all the answers because I'm persistent. And
yeah, they have a very interesting relationship.
We do indeed. But you want to know what? My soul, like, carries so much wisdom. My soul is just very angelic, and she carries so much wisdom. Like, I am so fortunate to have, you know, been, you know, for this soul to choose my vessel for her human experience. Mm. She has taught me a lot, and through her teachings, I was able to overcome a lot of my darkness and a lot of my shadows. And, you know, she really helped propel me to the light, which is why, you know, we're doing things like starting a podcast, and why I'm a life coach who does soul integration, and why we have a community. She really is a driving force in all of that, because we are in a spiritual war, and we do want people to ascend, and we do want people to ascend with Gaia to the new earth, which is going to you know, the new earth is called Terra, and Gaia is in the final processes of her ascension, and she wants humanity to ascend with her. And because we are just in this crazy spiritual war where people are just, you know, in the dark and in this fear and in this anxiety, it's keeping people from ascending. And people don't want to look at themselves. People don't want to do the work, look into their past lives, go through their shadows. And Tiara and I's approach to help the collective is just be really honest about, you know, our shared experiences where, you know, Tiara has been through a lot more trauma versus my soul, who has had this really beautiful journey. And so not everything is all bad. There is light. And that is the message that we want to portray in this episode.
Also, you know, I wanted to use this episode to kind of point people in the direction when it came to some of the things that they can do to learn about their soul past, their karma, their soul history, some of the things that might be affecting them in this lifetime. I ended up also doing something called QH. At the time, she called it QHT. And I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the QHHT concept, which I think stands for Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. And that was something that was pioneered by Dolores Cannon. And essentially what it is it's a very thorough, deep hypnosis session that you do with a professional who connects to your higher self to unpack all of the stuff that you need to unpack and work through in order to evolve and expand spiritually in this lifetime. And when I say thorough, I mean, usually from what I see, the sessions are like 3 to 4 hours. Like, you're there for 3 to 4 hours under this hypnotic state, just working through everything that is negatively impacting you that you need to heal and resolve in order to get to a better space energetically in this lifetime. And I didn't do that one. I did another version, which is like the online version. And again, at the time, the practitioner called it QHT. And it's kind of like a mini version of it where you can do it remotely. QHHT, the traditional way, is actually done in person. And so I went into this sort of mini session completely online. I think I was under for maybe 2 hours. And through that session, I met one of my spirit guides. And, you know, I learned a couple things. I wish it would have been a little bit more thorough. And I think one of the reasons why it wasn't is because this is so stupid. But the night before, like, I got high. So I think I was still like under some of that in the session. So it was like, okay, well, this is pretty and I feel like there's stuff here, but I just, where's like the stuff, like the deeper stuff. It just wasn't coming up. And I was just like, man, like, I think I did that to myself. But there are other forms of it. And at this point, it's branched off into other different things. So I think it's got another acronym now. Especially the woman who did me, she's kind of branched off into different areas, but essentially it's all the same thing. It's just connecting to the higher self, trying to see what it is you need to work through that you're not seeing or that you're missing to really help propel you forward in a way that's loving, that's not scary. You know, they don't focus on the dark stuff. They just sort of talk about, all right, well, this is what's here. This is what's affecting you. This is what you need to do to get past it. And that stuff is so, so valuable because it does it in a safe place. It's, again, it's not scary. It's loving. It's supportive. Your guides come through. And it can be a very beautiful experience if you don't do it like me and get high the night before.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. And I didn't realize that could have an effect, because she did say, she was like, hey, if you go into this, just make sure you're not drinking, you're not smoking or anything for like.
So she said it to you.
Well, okay. Like, hold on. I want to say she was like, okay, for like, what, maybe 48 hours, something like that. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just right at the cutoff, right? So I'll smoke and then I'll be right at the cutoff and it should be fine. And it wasn't at, right at the cutoff. It's just, yeah, that was my fault. I went into that. I wasted money. But again, if you don't do it like that, it should be a very profound, beautiful experience.
I know people who have done these sessions and they all speak so highly of it. And Tiara, correct me if I'm wrong, you are talking to your higher self, correct?
Yeah, it's the higher self that primarily guides the session with the practitioner. And sometimes guides will come through too. And a few archangels came through too on my end. It just kind of depends. But from what I understand, when I inquired, she had mentioned that it's the higher self that is the primary guide in the session.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like for the people who don't have the gift of channel, or, you know, if you're not working with someone who has the gift of channel, who can get you that information, I highly recommend these sessions because it's an opportunity for you to get messages directly from your higher self, to get messages from maybe some of your guides or the archangels. I know the archangels really like to join these sessions. I know a lot of people who actually work with the archangels, and I didn't really realize how proactive they all were or are.
You know what? I went to a goddess fest about a week ago, and it was basically just a big vendor fair of people with spiritual shops selling wellness and spiritual based products. So I saw everything from people doing tarot readings and selling crystals, and there were people there that was selling like CBD based products and body jewelry. And I met this woman who said that she does work very closely with the archangels. And her gift was that when she was younger, she would see them, but they looked like people. Like they looked like humans, but she would know, hey, this is an archangel. And it was just like an energetic thing or like an intuitive inner knowing. And I just thought that was so fascinating. And I remember asking her, because I was just so curious. I was like, oh, are they like really tall? Like, do they look tall? And she was like, not all of them, but most of them, yes. They're typically like over 6 feet. And then that's a big indicator. And that's how I know many times that, hey, if I'm sensing something deeper, that this is an archangel. And I was just like, that is so fascinating. Like, just that kind of stuff.
That's so cool.
I know, it blows my mind. And she told this story of when she was a child, she was walking with her parents and she saw this person that she intuitively felt and knew was an angelic being. And the way she knew is that, you know, they were walking in the snow, and when she looked down, he wasn't leaving footsteps or tracks in the snow. And I was just like, what? So cool.
You know, the archangels are very, very interesting beings. They obviously carry a lot of wisdom and they are of the light, but they are also like, they each have their own personality. Because Tiara and I can channel, they each are so different, like in the way that they deliver messages and the way that they communicate. And I mean, I understand why, you know, people are just so fascinated by them, because they each bring something to the table and they are all so different. And I absolutely love that about the archangels.
Yes. And as far as like them being different, they also communicate and speak differently. And that's how, you know, when it comes to us, that's oftentimes how we can tell like who's communicating, is because they do have different personalities, they often communicate differently. But yes, like oftentimes when you're doing this type of work and type of sessions, they will come through with very valuable wisdom as well. And I think when I did mine, in my session, it was actually Archangel Raphael that came through with like some healing information related to my body, because he's a healing energy. And he had mentioned something like about like my spinal alignment being out or something like that. And the practitioner was talking to him and she was like, oh, that's very interesting. And I had no idea, right? I'm under and I'm just like, what? my spine did what? It's doing what? Why? And so he was like, you know, I'm going to send some healing energy to help correct this imbalance. So like stuff like that, that's just like, they'll come through to provide support for or to assist you with. And again, it's so interesting. And these sessions are so fascinating to me, to the point where I'm actually thinking about doing a QHHT session, which is the more deeper, in-depth, thorough 4-hour session. So
to find the stuff that she couldn't get because she was high on the last one.
Right. And I wasted like $300. Again, my bad. I didn't think it would have that much of an effect. And I think it really did. Like I felt like there was a block there. Like there's just more I could have probably extracted from this if I wasn't still kind of partially high. With that said, marijuana specific strands or strains can be very introspective. Like they can open you up to like some of the deeper repressed stuff if you get the right strand and you do it under the right environment. Like I've seen that happen and I experienced a little bit of that prior. It's just, you know, in the past, my issue is that marijuana would cause and trigger anxiety. And I think that that's what it was doing, is that it was triggering some of the like negative stuff and affecting the session in that way.
So interesting. So when you do energy work, it's very important that you have a clear mind.
Absolutely. A clear mind and not be under the influence of anything, especially not weed or alcohol. And the practitioners will tell you that too. They'll say, hey, you know, like mine did, and I don't know what I did. They'll say like, this is what you need to be in the right proper energetic state to get the most out of this session. And you'll see something similar when people do like the magic mushroom journeys or like the hallucinogenic journeys. Like you have to like really be in the right physical states to get the most out of the session.
That is very, very true. Like I know when Tiara started microdosing, I know that the person helping her was just like, you know, you want to take it on an empty stomach. So it's like best that you take it in the morning when your stomach is completely empty to get the most, like the full effect of it, or, you know, the chances of the benefits coming through.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I've also looked into past life regression. I've never personally done past life regression, but my understanding is that it's a form of hypnosis that takes you specifically back to a prior life that is affecting you karmically in this lifetime. And the whole concept behind it is to like resolve the negative pattern that came from that or something along those lines. It is something I've been exploring, but I've never personally done it. I could see how and why it would be valuable though to people, especially if you're struggling with like heavy emotions or things like anxiety or like anger or rage or depression. I could see something like this being valuable.
I believe it to be so valuable. I have never done any of the stuff that Tiara has done. We did go into the Akashic Records briefly with a friend of Tiara's, and I kind of got a glimpse of the Akashic Records, which was a really fascinating experience. But mainly how I extract information is just through soul integration and soul retrieval. And so that's actually another like avenue that you can take if a person you know who is a channeler who can work with souls, because I mean you're hearing it straight from the horse's mouth. You know, that's just the quote unquote, the horse's mouth. And so, I mean, there's really no room for misinterpretation when you're connecting with the soul. And so There are many, many avenues. And that's kind of why I would just wanted to explore in this episode today the different ways that we can get information, because it is important. Your journey is important. If you want to expand and grow, you're not going to be able to expand and grow if you don't know what's there and if you don't know what you're looking for and if you don't know what you have to work through.
Now, Allie, didn't you get a lot of value out of a traditional hypnosis session?
Yes, for 3D, like this lifetime trauma.
Okay. So that's an avenue too. If it's like you feel like you're dealing with a lot of trauma from this lifetime that you think is affecting you, just finding someone who can do traditional hypnotherapy or hypnosis could also be very, very valuable. Again, I've never done traditional hypnosis, but I have done lighter versions of it. So I worked with a therapist for a couple weeks who did these lighter versions where she would put you under and just like let the higher self come through and just take you somewhere. And I discovered some interesting things from that too, specifically tied to a lifetime where I lost a child, and it was heavy. And I said to her, you know, I understand the intent behind this. I am not ready to address this. And we didn't go into it. But that's the power that some people who are skilled can provide for you. They can take you to that place. Sometimes it's a heavy place. You just have to be honest in regards to whether or not you're ready to journey through it.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
So Tiara brought up a very good point that I actually want to touch base on. It is very important that you are ready for this journey, because people who dive into it and if they don't like what they find, it will turn you off maybe for the rest of your life. And Tiara and I have seen it and we have experienced it with other people that her and I have worked with.
You know, that's really tricky too, because you know, we sit here and we see the value in doing some of that deeper work. And then we see people running from it. And, you know, this type of work isn't meant to re-traumatize you. And it's not meant to scare you. It's meant to help find the things that are negatively affecting you and the patterns that are keeping you stagnant and allowing you to work through them so that you can get to a place that brings more peace and fulfillment and happiness. And so many people just get lost in the negativity of it. And, you know, I did too for a really long time, get lost in the negativity of my journey, because there is a lot of trauma there. And it's a lot of trauma for one person to have to navigate. And I think one of the reasons why I'm still here and able to do so is, this sounds crazy, but I've reflected on this a little bit, is because I don't have an emotional body. And if I did, and I was navigating through all this, I don't know that I could do it. And so the whole thing about not having an emotional body, I think it's got its drawbacks, but it also has its benefits in some ways. You know, I've mentioned in prior episodes that I'm a twin soul. So I have a split soul. I'm the mental body. He is the emotional body. He was overwhelmed by the depth and level of the stuff that was here. And I completely understand that. So, you know, I understand when people are just not ready, when it's too much, when it's too dark, it's too heavy. You're already dealing with a lot in your physical life. Why would you want to go trudge through some of that darker stuff too? I get it. It's just, you have to weigh the pros and cons, you know? If you're not happy right now and you're fine with that, then okay. But if you want to get past that and you want a chance at fulfillment and happiness, maybe that's worth trudging through the dark stuff, you know? It's just kind of something you have to weigh on your own.
I had to trudge through a lot of the dark stuff in this lifetime. My lifetime, it hasn't been easy, and a big part of that was because I also didn't make it easy. And it took a lot of self-reflection and introspection for me to bring that awareness in and to figure out my role in why some of the events that happened in my life happened, and really just get out of that victim mentality. And it wasn't easy because I repressed a lot of it. Repression was the only way I knew how to move forward. So when I took the leap, I didn't know what I was looking for. I didn't know what I was doing. And I realized that a lot of the work I had to do was the physical work. But when I started learning, like, hey, we can extract information from past lives, like as I said earlier in the episode, I was scared. I was just like, I don't know. Like, I've been pretty traumatized in this lifetime. I don't know if I want to know what has happened in past lives. I don't know if I can mentally take it after everything that I've been through and I worked so hard to come out of. And I did it a little bit out of the time. And then once I kind of realized, like, wow, my soul actually has this really beautiful story. I want to know more. So it's just light and dark. It's just the duality of it. And it's just the shadows and the light, really. I mean, you don't know. You have to have the courage either way to find out if there's beautiful things or if there's dark things. But we all are going to experience duality, and you can't be afraid.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because, like, I'm a split soul, and it takes a lot of very negative karma to get to the split soul state. I know that I'm a rare butterfly. Most people aren't going to have a journey like mine. You might go into this and find a beautiful soul journey. You know, you never know what's there. And that's why it's so important to have the courage to dig into some of that, because you don't know what you might find. You might find something absolutely beautiful. You might find past lives that were incredible. You might have discovered that you achieved some incredible things and that you're here to continue to work through some of those things and continue to help people, you know, shift and ascend and help the collective. You don't know what might be there. So that's why it's so important to have that courage, because you can't let these fears, many of them unfounded fears, stop you from exploring that. You know, you might find some darkness there, but you also may find some beautiful things as well. So it's kind of been like that for me. Yeah, there's been a lot of dark things, but there's also been some light things too. I found those things as well. It's just, you know, again, I have a very unique journey, and it's a journey that's meant to be done in conjunction with my twin soul. Unfortunately, he's not around. So for me, it's a little bit trickier. You know, I have to be really creative when it comes to exploring some of the repressed stuff. And there is still a lot of repressed stuff on my end, which is why I've been exploring QHHT.
Okay. Yes, Tiara's story is very rare and unusual. We haven't hid that throughout, you know, the year of doing this. But I love that Tiara can be so open about her story. I know it might not be the most relatable story, but there are relatable aspects to her story that I think hit and resonate with people on many different levels, because regardless of the circumstances of her story, you still got to go through the shadows. You still got to face all this darkness. You still got to find out what's there. You got to find out the karma that's there. You got to find out what karmic relationships you may or may not have. And I mean, I had to do the same. It's just, I found out that I have really beautiful soul connections with people because I have a very beautiful soul family. And I would have not known that if I did not dig into past lives. I wouldn't have known that I come from this very beautiful, high vibrational soul family. And, you know, the fact that we all are incarnate here on earth right now, and, you know, find ways to connect to people on a completely different level outside of the physical 3D family and friends that we are all, that we all know and that we're all accustomed to. So I have found ways to like reconnect with these beautiful energies because I was able to dive deep into my soul history. And really, like, that's what we do it for, is right? It's for that connection and to learn and to evolve. And I will always caution people to go at your own pace and never take on more than you are ready for. But I will always encourage you to take the journey.
Yes. And even if you're doing like the QHHT or the QHT or the other similar modalities, they're only going to give you what you can handle. They're not going to give you more than you can handle. And with the support of the right practitioner, there's not much to be afraid of. Like, there's really not. It's all in our heads. It's all ego.
Agreed. So we're going to wrap up this episode. I'm just so thankful that we were able to actually talk about this, because this is actually one of my favorite topics to talk about. And really, it's an important topic when it comes to your growth and evolution. And I feel like in the spiritual space, a lot of people aren't talking about it and the importance of it and why we should do it.
Yes, there is not enough chatter about shadow work, because at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the shadow work. But I don't think it's possible to ascend without doing shadow work, which is also something nobody is saying.
It's not.
It's just like, wow, there's this huge blind spot out there when it comes to what's really needed to ascend. And that is shadow work. Can't get around that.
You can't. Trust me, Tiara tried.
Oh, yes. My soul's been trying for what, 11,000 years? Well, I don't know if she was even been trying. But. It's not. So, you know, that's just the message we wanted to share today is, you know, if you really want to get to that next step, if you really want to join this ascension journey, you got to do the shadow work, you guys. And we're here to help navigate you through some of that, especially if you become a member of the spiritual community. We're also working on a list of vetted healers that we personally know that we think could provide a great value, which will be a benefit for being a part of the community, because that's how much we love you guys.
We absolutely do. And Tiara and I also offer services. So, I mean, if you guys are loyal listeners to the podcast, or if you're new to our podcast, but, you know, the things that we talk about resonate with you, and if you can really hear like our honesty, because honestly, I'm not lying when I say this, this is what we thrive for, because there is so much misinformation and disinformation out there. And Tiara and I know that. And so we kind of go against the grain of the new age, and we feel like we need to serve you guys in a very authentic and honest way. And so Tiara and I do also offer services, like we also work together as a team for a lot of things, like team channeling. Obviously, we can individually channel. I'm a life coach, and I do soul retrieval, and I do ascension work with a lot of my clients. And Tiara does a lot of energy work, and she is also a very highly skilled tarot reader. And, you know, we work with a lot of angelic beings, like the archangels and gods and just angels in general, spirits in general, that are very passionate about this project and our projects, because, and they're willing to work with us and help deliver their messages to all of you. And that's really what kind of sets us apart. And we want to help you guys. If you guys are struggling, we are here to help. So email us, join our community, reach out to us, send us comments, give us a rating. we just want you guys to be involved.
By the way, when it comes to some of the channel's information, I'm going to tell you right now that it's not stuff you're going to find or get anywhere else. It's not. And some of the stuff that Allie and I have channeled and extracted prior is already just mind-blowing, incredible information. Much of it I didn't know, and not anything I've ever found online or from other channelers. It's just, there's going to be a big benefit here when it comes to some of this information. So please do take a look. Our website is www.goddessvibrationstudio.com. And there is a direct link to the Patreon on there, as well as a list of some of our other episodes. I would recommend, if you haven't listened to What It Means to Really Spiritually Awaken, please do listen to that episode as like a preface to this one, because it'll kind of put it all together for you.
Absolutely. So we're going to wrap up this week. And thank you guys so much for joining. Thank you so much for listening. This is why we do it. And we will catch you guys next week.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. Don't.